We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Sheichet L'Shem Harim. Someone checks a behema Chulin L'Shem Harim. He does it L'Shem Mountains, and he doesn't. It's a shame of Avodah Zarah. He's making the Yam into Avodah Zarah, or the Harim into Avodah Zarah. He's making the mountains or the oceans into Avodah Zarah, and he checks L'Shem that Avodah Zarah. Shame the Harim. Hashem l'shem harim, l'shem gevoyos, it's like cliffs, l'shem yamim, the oceans, l'shem horos, the rivers, l'shem edboros, the deserts. Shchitasai pesula. The shchita is pesula, it's pasul shchita. Because l'shem avodah zarah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, top amud aleph. Shnayim oichsim v'sakin. There are two people holding on to a knife, b'shoichtim, and the shechting. Echad l'shem echav kol elu. One does it l'shem echav kol elu, like l'shem yam, l'shem the harim. Because since we have over here a machshava l'shem avodah zarah, even though it's two people, but since it's one of the people are doing it l'shem avodah zarah, the whole thing, the whole shechita is pasul. So the Gemara, psula the diak. It says asher l'shem harim l'shem gvoy l'shem yam. It's psula in zivchei meisim loy. It's mashma that it's pasul, but it's not. Zivchei meisim. It doesn't come asa bahana. It's not all it is possible, but there's no isa hana. That's the diik. Are you going to ask me, look at the Mishnah on Daf Lama Chesam and Beis, where there it says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Stam Oivet Chavim is for Avodah Zarah. It says also Paisal there. And then we said it means asa bahana. So Zayfrek Toysvis the Kash on Daf Lama Chesam and Beis. Tois asked, what do you mean? We here make a diik. Tois the Maskal Psula. It says, the come on, Gabi Asher Shem Harim, the Tony Psula, the Daikal Psula in Zivchei meisim loy. Perish loy mitzvahna. V'ha'ach k'tani rabbi l'ezah paisel. And we say it's also by now. Ever tells this that psula is a very good deal. Just said also by now. But and here it's just as if he makes it. It's psula. I there it says paisel there because agav the rabbanon who say kosher use loshen paisel. But here there's no agav. So why do you use loshen paisel? It must be that's only a paisel shchita and it's not also by now. Braminu, I'm asking you a kasha from. Not a brisa. The brisa says, "Hashem l'shem harim is shecht for the mountains, shem gevoyis, shem the horos, shem the midvaris, for the rivers, for the deserts, shem chama, to the sun, ulavana, to the moon, l'shem kechavim, the stars, umazalos, the constellations, l'shem mechoel ha'asar gadol, yishecht l'shem the mechoel, the big malach, l'shem shilshul katan, yishecht l'shem this little worm, like Rashi says, going from the biggest bria to the smallest bria. All these cases are elizif chemesim. First the brisa is chemesim. So it's a kasha." From har on har, har gavoyis and horis and medvoris and onto this. So that's the kasha, and we'll explain why it's not a kasha from chama levana and other things. In a second, we'll explain it. Right, and the kasha is the horis. We are beklar that l'shum nahar and l'shum harim. It's pasul and zivchei meisim, and our mishnah is only pasul. On my bialoi kasha, it's not shver. Hodom lahar, hodom lagad the dahar. If you say, I want to shecht l'shem the har, so there, the har, Zog Rashi, does not become Avodah Zarah. Because it says in the Pasuk, Eliheim al harim, but lo yaharim Eliheim. There's a drasha that the mountains cannot become Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if you do it even l'shem the har, it can't be called Zivchei Meisim, because the har cannot become a chefza of Avodah Zarah. Aye, then you ask me, why is it possible? Zog Rashi, it's only possible because it looks like a shechit l'shem Avodah Zarah. It's not only Midera Banan, sounds like a Rashi. You get mixed up with a regular Avodah Zarah. So the reason why it's possible is because of the Rabbanan Degadin. And but Ba'etzem, since the Har cannot become Avodah Zarah, Yishech L'Shem at the Har, it's not Zilchim Meisim, it's only possible. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and Pshat, we'll go with this Pshat of Rashi Miwal, that the point is that since it can't become Avodah Zarah, it can't be considered a Takrev Avodah Zarah either, because it's, the Heftzah can't become Avodah Zarah. If I do it le malach hamamun al harim, that's a god of the har. If I do it l'shem the malach, who is the master of these harim, then it's considered l'shem avodah zarah. That could be avodah zarah, and therefore it'll be zivchei meisim. And the Gemara says dekanami dektoni dumi demechal sar gadol shemam no. It's dumi demechal sar gadol shemam no. Now Rashi explains dumi demechal is not mechuber. So Rashi also now goes and explains like this that a shulshal katan could become avodah zarah. For example, take that for example first. Shulshal katan is a balchai. A balchai can't become a avodah zarah. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says in Temura that since the Torah has to aser a nevad for a carbon, mashva fechulin, it's not a avodah zarah. So then they ask him, so what's going on over here? So why could that become Zivchei Meisim? It's the same like a har. So Rashi answers, no, it's not the same like a har. Because even though it can't become a chevetz of Avodah Zarah, but we find the Torah calls it El Hus, calls it a, it could be Avodah Zarah. Because it says in the Pasuk, in Mitzrayim, he nizbach as Tehavis Mitzrayim, that the sheep were considered the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, and we call it Tehavis Mitzrayim, it's called Avodah Zarah. And the same thing goes for the Chama and the Levana. The Chama and the Levana, the sun and the moon, and the Kechavim. Also, those, even though it can't become a Chevetz of Avodah Zarah, it's in the sky, but we find the Torah, V'risas HaShemesh, V'sei Reach, V'asei Kechavim, Chol Tzva HaShemayim, you can make them to Avodah Zarah. So those things all could be Avodah Zarah, and therefore Shechting L'Shem, those things become Tekarevis Avodah Zarah. The exception is the Harem and the Gevayah, is there you don't find the Torah says it's Avodah Zarah at all. I want to make it Avodah Zarah, I can't. It says Elohim al Harem. Therefore those are only Aser Midrabanan and not the Raisa. If I say Legad the Har, if I say I'm doing L'Shem, the master of that Har, then it's L'Shem Amalach, then it could be considered Avodah Zarah, because that Amalach could be Avodah Zarah, and that's the reason why we say by God and ours, Taka Zivchei Meisim. That is Rashi's pshat in this sugya. That's Rashi's pshat.
Huh? Whatever.
Right, because who told me to hold the Torah with the Balachayim and the Chama? Is he asking? Because the Gemara only says on Har. The Diak is, I think this is what my Ram learns, because the whole Gemara only says Chor Nira Zok Maram. The Kavanah Shel Rashi Kosef Kenu Mushom the Sviyah Dafka Sheikh Hashem Harim. I read Dafko Sheikh Legadahar. Avashem Chamma Levano, Shem Shilsa Koton, I read Philip Shem Asman. That's how he learned, because it's in Mashmai Sigmara. How do you say Pshat? Nifri says it's Pshat. Because if you look at the Gemara, the Gemara says God the Dahar. The Gemara only busy with Har. So if you die from that, the whole Shalom was only on Har, and now on all other things. That's why Ram explains Rashi this way. The Rashi saw in the Gemara, they were only talking about the Har. It was talking about Dafka the Har is busy with that. Because this is Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya that was saying the reason why it's possible is only with the Rabbanon. But if you look at the Ran, the Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran in the back, he learns a different Pshat in the Sugya. He says, V'hachi Purusha de Masisim, Meshech Hashem Har, Meshemachi Loi Mitzurah Bahano, V'lav Meskam of Yishchavim. D'hachi Afilu Bahano Mitzurah. He says, he in a different Pshat in Rashi, that the difference in Har and God of the Har is a whole different story. He says, Avada if I made the Har of Yidazara, Zok the Ran, not like Rashi. Even though the har can't become a chefetz of Avodah Zarah, but still can be the karevis of Avodah Zarah. He says, what's the shaila? He says, if I just say behar, it sounds like I'm just doing l'shum refuah, l'shum kshofim, v'divrei avoy. He says, when I shecht for the har, I don't mean Avodah Zarah behar. I just said, I'm shechting for the mountains. That means nothing. It means nothing. Since the mountains are not, if the mountains were a chefetz of Avodah Zarah, so if I say I'm shechting for the mountains, but here it's not a chefetz of Avodah Zarah, so I don't see it in my das. But if I speak aklar, the har is my God and I want to shecht for it, then avad that's awesome. Bahano, he says. But here, if you just say har, all you mean to say is divrei avoy. It's only a maris ayin that is. He says that's the whole thing. Kenirus v'shchavim v'shchavim. Elafish ain't darkos v'shchavim. Lavet harim v'gvoy. Says baris like chmir loser bahano. Ubrayzik tana reels of chemesin. Masha fil bahano mitzurah masukum adam legad dar. Kum l'sorish l'har. Shafilu k'shach l'shmoy l'shem refuah. Kibun d'shaderach v'shchavim la'ovde l'suv v'dreim k'kitoris v'shchavim mamish. He says even that's the rabbanon. God the har. Even if I mean refuah. Still, since I'm the goyim douche, make that into Avodah Zarah, so therefore we also know. I in the Ran, a different Pshat of Rashi, we're going to stick with Rashi, but the Pashat Pshat of Gemara. Very good, Shema. So, tomorrow night, Om Rav Huna. Hoysa behemes chaveiroi revutza lefnei Avodah Zarah. You have a behemes chaveiroi that's crouched in front of Avodah Zarah already. Kivin sheshachat ba, it's someone else's behemah. It's crouching in front of Avodah Zarah, the guy goes ahead. Kivin sheshachat ba simenach, it's just one simen. L'shem Avodah Zarah, Asra, it's Asra. Shavala, Kahadam Ula, Amar Rav Yechon, Ava Bish Amru, Mashtach V'lehemes Chaveri, Loi Asra, if I go ahead and bow down to Behemes Chaveri, Loi Asra, Asra B'maisa, if you do a maisa, like Shechting a Simen, Asra Ya'asirit. Rashi explains, there are two chedushim in Rashi, in Rav Huna, two chedushim in Rav Huna. Chedush number one is, that even though you didn't do a complete, shechita, it's still considered Avodah Zarah. He says, still considered a Takrovis Avodah Zarah. He says, Loyim Boy Shaloy the Mitzvah Mishum Takrovis Avodah Zarah, Mishum the Simon Echad. He says, even though Baal Chaim ain't a Seren Lehedit, that's because he didn't do a Maisa. Baal Chaim can't become Avodah Zarah because I didn't do a Maisa in it. I just put it aside. But if I Shecht a Behema for Avodah Zarah, even one Simon, it becomes. The behemah becomes at the Karevis Avodah Zarah, becomes Avodah Zarah. Even one simon, even though I didn't finish the whole Shechita. That's Chiddush number one. And Rashi says, who didn't chatz a siman? Even half a siman. Any mice I do in it, v'shem v'yizara, is enough to make it osir v'hana. Number two, the chiddush of Rav Huna is, that even though ain't adam ois dova v'shem v'shalah, you can't ask for something that's not yours. If you do a mice, even though it's not yours, it becomes osir. Those are the two chiddushim Rashi explains in Rav Huna. Number one is that a mice koldu asks it, but the curves of v'yizara. And number two is that even though it's not yours, it becomes osir. Even though it's ain't a shalai, it becomes osir.
Isn't the mice shechita itself a gezeira, so it becomes yours as continuing gezeira?
No, so that's not true. Even though, shem chavim to something like this, Rashi bavarns, why did I say revutza? Why didn't say medes? So like Rashi, if we are medes, then the way I crouch it down is by picking it up and putting it down, so then you were kind of ready, it became yours. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, that's what says Ravutza here, Shech doesn't become yours, there's no Maisa Kenyan. But Rashi says that, it says Ravutza to teach you that if it would be standing and I had to pick it up and put it down, then that would be anyway mine. That's what Rashi says, different Maisa Ravutza. Zok Taisvis, he says something like this chat. But ain't near Zok Taisvis, Taisvis different Maisa Ravutza, brings that personal interest. Loi by a medis, we are Ravutza, Karnabah Agbah, and Ashulai. Ain't near it. Chi Agbiya Namila Karnalal in Shechashulai. Even Lagabi Agbah, it's not yours. When someone steals something and the Bible was not miyayish, it's in neither one's rishos. It's not called yours. So therefore, we can't say that's pshat in Rashi. So what's that? You can't say pshat in the Gemara. Why it's a revutza? Zok Taitz. Why it's a revutza? The Rabusa, the Afkav lo yabitza, the Lord of the Ma'aser Gadol stole it's also. Even if it's just a very small mice, or even a little incision, that's a chiddush v'taisvus. But Rashi will learn that the chiddush revutza. But that's definitely if you shechta, you definitely don't coin it. Definitely not coin it. Definitely not yours. So the chiddush two chiddushim. First of all, that with a mice I can ask for someone else's chefetz, and number two is a little bit of a mice asks, but the curve is what it is. Right, Mar Kasha on Rav Huna like this. Eser of Nachman Rav Huna. It says in this brisa, a shechet chatas b'Shabbos. Someone shechs a chatas that on Shabbos bechutz loy v'schavim. There's three things wrong. First of all, he does it on Shabbos. Second of all, it's added based on mikdash. And third of all, he does it for avodah zarah. So three chatoyes. Chayv shalosh chatoyes. Chayv three chatoyes for Shabbos, for chutz and for avodah zarah. Don't we did it for shogeg? You didn't know. If you got it for Shabbos, if you thought avodah zarah was mutter, and he did it for shogeg. Three asurim. The halacha is chayv three chatoyes. And the gemara's kasha like this. V'amrit kimin shachar b'simen echad asra. If Rav Huna is mechash to us, that the smallest mice already l'shem avodah zarah makes it into avodah zarah. So how you chayv shchut chutz? How shchut chutz loy chayv? Why? Because when I start the shchita, let's say I do one simon. Now it became a tchervis of Eizara. When I shech the next simon and want to be chayv bechutz, mechatech atap amabez. Now mechatech b'afu. That's just been cutting the earth. What was marmim mechatech b'afu here? It's a big shaila. Rabbi Kiveger in the Maracha here, Oysi Dalad, he learns that the kash is like this. That since once it comes to tchervis of Eizara, it's chayv and tzreifa. So now it's kolayim lisrif kasarav dami. If its behemoth is like burnt, there's no shear. There's nothing left. Therefore, it's mechatek ba'afas. How can be chayv v'shut lechutz? The thing's not here anymore. Bishlam, you don't learn Rav Huna. You need a full-fledged shchita for avodah zarah geshmak. Then we understand that you're not going to. Everything will come at the same time. But now we're saying you start off a shchita and it comes to asvah no. So how do you be chayv v'shut lechutz?
What's the
name of shchita lechutz? Right. Don't come to asvah no. Everything will come to asvah no. It's a shchita. It's iser. But you finish the shchita, be a brahman. But. And actually, Taisa and Rashi both had the kasha. Taisa before Rashi over here, they asked that there is a voya could be one simon yichayv. He says that's only because you completed the shchitas. Then could be chayv in the first simon already because you complete the shchita. Here it's not possible to complete the shchita. So here he says since you can't complete the shchita, so therefore it's the second part is mechatech of ba'alma. Therefore, there's no shame shchita on it. So the first part can't be chayv shu dechutz. It's not a shame shchita at all. There's no chiyav shchita. Therefore. Thing. And Bishlam Gabi Shabbos, he can be chayv because Tils Hashama. But Gabi Shudichot, you have to have a shame shchita. It has to be a shame shchita. And since here, the second half is off of Alma, it's by Lisraif, therefore it's not a shchita, it's afraid to Gemara. So Gemara's kind of like this. If you didn't learn like Rav Huna, so then you would say, okay, until I have full shchita, it's not Osvainah. But we're saying that it is Osvainah already. So what's going on over here? How can you be chayv now for Shudichot? So Amar Papa, we charge to answer like this. Hokha Bechadis Oy Veskinon. And there, it's one simon already. A chaz oif has malika of one simon bifnim. The halacha is, shchuti chutz on an oif, one simon is chayv already. So geshmak, you do one simon outside, so now everything happens together. The isser hana of takrevis of eschavim, and the shchuti chutz. Halacha of chaz oif is kin, the kul ba'adi adi kasi. Someone says, no, I don't like that either. Mechti. Rav Huna kamar mishmai, it's a kula. Rav Huna says, like ula. Va'ula ma'isa kaldu kama. It's Ravuya Rabtin Rav Huna and Ula that Gabe Oysa Dovshin and Shaloi and Simenacha there. All you need is a Maisa Kodu. All you need is a little bit of a Maisa. You don't need, because they were talking about a regular Bahima. We say, you do one Simen already. First of all, it asks Dovshin and Shaloi. It's enough of a Maisa. Asks the Kurvas of Zara. So if you're saying one Simen's enough by a Bahima, so then even a Mashu is enough everywhere. There's nothing special about a Simen. So he's saying, it's Mashu over there, even Kodu Kama. Like Rashi explains, that Kimin Amar Rav Huna Simen Echad. You see from here that they both hold that a kol du is enough. So therefore, So it's back shver. How do you have a shchut dechutz? You already started it. You made it awesome. So Papa answered that the case was that the Yuchayv Shchut Echutz and Avodah Zarah at the same time. He did only one Simen, but Shchut Echutz Chayv one Simen also by Chal Zayv. So everything's Gevaldik. It didn't happen first, the Issa Takrevis. It happened together with the Shchut Echutz. That's Yuchayv 3. The Gemara asks back that in order to be Chayv Avodah Zarah, you don't need a full Simen. All you need is a Koldu. Because the Gemara Meral is the Gemara Behema. So a Simen Echa by Behema is like a Koldu. It doesn't mean anything. So it means a Koldu. So therefore, by Chal Zayv also you have the same Kasha. That let that be enough to make it Asa Bahana. And now, if it's Asa Bahana, so you can't be Chayav Shul Chutz. So Gemara answers, Oimer, but Gemara is Vicha Oivdaha. The case has to be is that you're saying, I want to only be Oivdah with the Gemara is Vicha. And therefore, very good shmak. The case of Mishnah, Vashaychit, Chatas, Shabbos, Vachutz, so it's Chavim Chayav means that when I did the Oivdah Zara, I said, you know what, only want to be Oivdah Zara with the ends. Then you Chayav, all three things together. But we're talking about Behem also now. Bahadi Adadi, all three things. He said, "The Gemara Zvicha, I want to be Oivid." So that Ad Kan, the Gemara is still in the middle, but we're going to continue in the next part. That the Kash on this, but in the middle of the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying right now is, "I have Eitzah." He said, "The Gemara Zvicha, who Oivid."